Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
It's just gone 11:30 and I'm very pleased that Matt Nelson from It Takes a Sissy is with me. Good morning to you.
Hi Alex, thank you for inviting me back again.
You're very welcome. I'm sorry that it just rained as soon as you were walking here.
Just as I turned up the door.
Yeah, exactly. I just saw you in the window. Luckily, got you in just before it got too wet, which is probably a good point about what we're talking about today, which is Crossways. And it's It Takes a City emergency winter project, doesn't it? Do you want to tell us more about it for those that may not know what it is?
Yeah, I popped in about this time last year, didn't I? We're now in our fifth winter, and what we provide is from beginning of November through to March, throughout the entire winter, 24/7, it's an emergency accommodation project, and we work with the City Council very closely. They confirm that the people that come into us have got a local connection, and we've got it's an old student accommodation block. Okay. So there's 20 rooms. All but two of them have got ensuite in the room, and the other two rooms have actually got private bathrooms, albeit down a corridor. Lovely communal lounge area, communal kitchen, and it's where we 20 of the most vulnerable rough sleepers, people who sleep in rough, come in. And key for us is to actually make it feel like somewhere where they can feel safe, they can have some dignity and privacy.
And I presume there's washing facilities there, as in for clothes and laundry?
We've got a big washing room. All of our bedding goes out to the old Swiss laundry.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do a great deal, so thank you, shout out to them. So that goes out every week and comes back to us. And I really need to emphasise it's a real community effort here, and we're always quite humbled by just the level of support within the community. So,
yeah, and you were saying that this provides 20 bedrooms. Can people stay for a long time, or are they staying for one night, or how does it work?
Some people come in just for a few days, and then we do have some people who come in and they stay for the full 5 months. I mean, a couple of figures from last year, there's 20 rooms, but we had 43 individual people come through. And for us, the focus is on, once people have got somewhere to stay, effectively they've got an address, we can then work with them and all the support agencies that might be difficult for them to actually access when they don't know where they're going to sleep tonight. So out of those 43 that came in, by the time we closed last March, or March just gone, 26 people have been moved on to next stage accommodation. Now that might be with Jimmy's, it could be with Cyrenians, it could even be a council tenancy. So that's our focus. We've got people where we need them. They're safe, they're well fed, they're warm. We don't want them to return to a life on the streets.
And they've got that sense of community, like you said, so they can feel safe to potentially open up to some of the things that may have caused them to be there in the first place.
Absolutely. When I say it's a community effort, we have every year about 100 people from all across the community volunteer. Now those tasks might be to come and clean rooms and prepare them. It could be to help prepare the evening meal that we offer. People are free to join people around the communal table or take it to their room, whatever they like. But you do find that once those people that come in start to relax, they will start to open up. And I mean, I think I've spoken before about my history of homelessness many years ago. It takes a lot to build that trust where you feel that you can open up and you can tell somebody, you know, the full extent of the trauma that you might have suffered. But yeah, it's a real community effort.
And I think that sometimes when you're experiencing it, you don't even realise the extent of the trauma. Sometimes it comes out much later, doesn't it? And sometimes feeling in a safe space, because you, I guess when you're going through it, you can't open your mind to any of those things. You just have to live day by day. And
exactly.
To have somewhere like that, and you say the agencies come in, and I think you have a space, don't you, so that they can talk about how you can apply for a job or write your CV or look at some of the courses you might be able to go on or further from that.
Yeah, that's the real selling point for us, is that we can get all of those agencies. I mean, sometimes we'll actually accompany our guests out to an appointment, but very often now those agencies will send people into Crossways. We've got a discreet room they can go off into. It also means that if they want someone to hold their hand, one of our staff is there to hold their hand, perhaps answer questions they're not quite clear on. And I think that's the key to the success of the model.
Yeah, no, I think it sounds absolutely brilliant. And it's so good that, say, it's the fifth year, so it clearly works.
Yeah.
And all those people that you've moved on to other accommodation are now not out there. And looking at the rain is getting heavier, and it is relatively mild for winter at the moment. It doesn't mean you don't want to be out there in the pouring rain, however warm we think it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. And do you have anything special for Christmas?
We do decorate the main room. We do have Cambridge Dining Company. We will again be providing us with food that's all prepared. So the Christmas dinner is prepared for us this
lovely.
Year, which is brilliant. They then deliver it to us in thermal boxes. And then we have volunteers, a great team of volunteers go in and just prepare it all. Again, I spoke about the generosity of the community. So we've got a number of businesses out there that are having giving trees for us this year. So they're getting gifts, presents, all sorts of stuff coming into them. So we always make sure that those that are with us will have plenty of presents. They're free to come and go as they want, because for some, Christmas can be a difficult time. We understand that. So we create a special day, but we don't make it so that people aren't able then to retreat from it if they need
to. Yes, because for some it could be the opposite. They don't really want to involve. I can see that. Now, you were saying that there are some things, though, because you just opened, there's certain things that you'd love to, if anyone in the community can help with, that you'd like to do.
Yeah, so as I say, this year we've been absolutely amazed by the cupboard items we're getting. So if you go onto our website, ittakesacity.org.uk, and go to the support us section, you will find there's a link to a list of everyday items that we need. They're the cupboard fillers, but they're also items like I was asked to ask for. We really do need new men's and women's underwear. The women's underwear, particularly small sizes. Trackies, jogging bottoms, hoodies, we're always welcome to take those. Those can be, pre-loved, as long as they're clean and in a reasonable condition. But the biggest thing we need at the moment, because of that generosity, is we're desperate for people that might have a small van or a family car, a couple of hours free during the week, office hours, Monday 9 to 5, to go and collect donations for us and bring it to Crossways. We'll cover their fuel costs, obviously, but people are being so generous, and we're such a small team that actually we've got donations we know are out there that we're trying to arrange for those to be brought into us or for us to go and pick them up. So if you're a volunteer, you've got a few hours to spare, again, please go onto our website. If you go and look at volunteering, all the information's there.
And do you need any more volunteers for, say, like over the festive period where people, you low on numbers? If anyone was thinking they might just want to do something different for Christmas, something, for them that they'd like to be with different people this year, is there a way of people volunteering that way?
Absolutely, get in touch. Again, on the website, you'll see under support us, you will see volunteering, and we've just taken on a new volunteer coordinator, Barry, who's a force of nature. So if you contact Barry on the email address that's on our website, and Barry will bring you up to speed on everything we need over the next week or two.
Oh, brilliant. And is there any, I don't know whether you do this, sometimes people have a link where you can buy things that can get sent to you. Do you have that yet?
No, we don't. But what we do, we tend to keep the address of Crossways discreet.
Of course, yes.
If you're going to buy items and you want to drop them off in the city centre, we do have a partnership with St Andrew Street Baptist Church.
Oh, okay.
Again, during office hours, you can drop it in there. Just let people know you're bringing it in for It Takes a City. But again, if you'd want to do an Amazon or, Tesco's or whatever delivery, we will give you the address of Crossways if you contact us. We'll
separately.
Direct message.
Yes, I think that's that I can understand for many reasons that makes sense. Also, you could be inundated with a lot of things that you might want to say, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for that. It sounds absolutely brilliant. Congratulations on getting it up and running again. I know it helps a lot of people, and It Takes a City generally does brilliant stuff. And so do you. So thank you very much for all your work. And I look forward to seeing you again with all the new projects you're doing in the new year.
You're more than welcome. Thanks, Alex.
Cambridge Radio.